Oh, no.
Hey, hey, hey. Your favorite brother on the mic is Robbie Shades.
What? What? No, Sean.
Sean, come back.
Yeah, Sean, come back in.
Yeah.
He said Bobby Shades?
Robbie.
Robbie Shades?
Can we change it back to that?
Yeah.
Start it over.
Rob, how did you possibly...
I was so high. Rob, you were in the midst of smoking a lot of weed.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
What is that, John Mellencamp?
Yeah, what are you playing?
I'm crying.
Hey, hey, hey. Your favorite brother on the mic. Here's Robbie Shades, and I'm just trying to support a local cause called All Independent Radio. It's aine.aiiradio.com. It's all unlicensed, and we are finding the next Boston. So make sure you're there. Huh? Every Tuesday night, Twist Mob Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. And if you like a little funk, make sure you get down there Friday night. 8 to 11 with Grassy Max and the Slow One.
What is he talking about?
I don't know, dude. It's a turd on the radio.
What is going on?
Oh my God. Was that college, Rob? Was that college?
Yeah,
now, man. Was there a college radio station you were actually on the air?
Yeah,
that got broadcast to people? So human beings, is what you're saying, heard that.
No.
Like, was it only human beings that lived on campus, or did it extend beyond?
It was over the internet. We could probably still listen to our shows.
Yeah, was it internet only or was it broadcast?
It's internet only.
Oh boy, that's awesome.
And I would just
I'm surprised they didn't shut down the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Just go, you know what? We're not doing this anymore. Sorry.
It's
this
over.
Whole WWW thing is done.
Yeah. We ruined it for you people. Sorry.
Another cut from Boston Rob.
Please no.
Robbie Shades, please.
Yeah, Robbie Shades. Robbie Shades.
Okay, man, start it up.
Are you tired of listening to commercial radio?
Boring.
Then check out the all-new, all-independent radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
And join me, Robbie Shade.
Oh, joy of joy.
Shut your damn cake hole.
Now, did you edit all this stuff together?
Yeah,
you did this.
You produced this.
So you produced this.
Yeah.
You produced this.
I produced the whole thing. Okay. I just smoked and go to the studio.
All right.
I was having the greatest time of my life.
Let's hear it.
Stop.
For Twist Them Up Tuesdays. Every Tuesday night from 7 till 9 p.m.
Hey, man, check it out. Huh?
This is the most cutting-edge music.
Yeah, I've heard worse.
Huh?
I've heard worse here in San Diego. Yeah. I've heard worse.
On All Independent Radio and Twist 'Em Up Tuesday.
We're not worthy.
That was my show. www.aine.aiiradio for the most cutting edge music.
Remember?
That was one of my show.
Rolls right off the tongue.
www.
All right, let's go to Ashley's.
No,
Now, what station are you, now, is this actually you on the radio or trying to be on the radio?
No, these are when I would do overnights.
You did overnights? This is you on the radio?
Yeah, and my biggest problem back then was my voice, so, I mean, I had, yeah.
All right, let's take a listen.
I have to work on it a lot, so.
San Diego Tip Music Channel 93. Breaking away from that song.
You're kidding me, right?
What?
She's huffing helium?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, are you kidding me?
I was told to have a smile on my face when I talked, and so I'd get really high. It was a
problem. Because even now, she's got like a little, you can hear a very highness in her voice, but not like this.
That was crazy.
Is this why Diana Laird got fired? Because she hired you? Is that actually the reason?
No.
Putting you on the radio?
No. Shut up. Because that was Kelly Clarkson brand new right there. It's called Breakaway. I think she's pretty. Anyways, my name is Sarah, and you
could be in a boy Jeff tonight for multiple reasons. First and foremost, he's going to be at Margarita Rocks from 10 to midnight in Oceanside. So
I'm telling you, I bet dudes thought you were real cute sounding.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, wow, look at that. A 14-year-old is doing a radio show.
It was a problem.
Yeah, a 14-year-old's doing a radio show.
Yeah, it was not a good point.
Yeah, would people call in all creepy?
Well, no, but it was when I would air check.
Number one with sex offenders?
Yeah.
When I would air check.
Yeah, number one with a bullet.
No.
In the head.
Yeah.
Okay. Drive your butt up there because it's going to be worth your while. There's going to be... Mar's going to say margarita beads. Mardi Gras beads. You can throw them down. You get free beads. But no, girls, that does not mean that you can show your boobs. Well, I guess you can if you want, but I didn't say that.
It's like an infant on the radio.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. Fundamentally, there's nothing wrong with what she's doing. In fact, I think she sounds, if you take the sound of the voice out of it, you can hear a girl that's got promise and, you know, potential. That voice, you're kidding me with. I mean, what would she say to you when she would go over? Now, was it Diana that would go over the air checks with you, or was it somebody else?
No, it was definitely not really Diana. It was somebody else, but, like, it was my biggest problem, was my voice. Because
Shauna just said she's so creeped out.
Don't be on that line. Don't be on that line.
Shauna! All
right. She said she's coming down.
But anyways, yeah, and it was one of my biggest problems. These tapes are from, like, last summer, so almost a year and a half ago, so.
Last summer is a year and a half ago?
Well, what do you say? Last summer?
No, I'm just trying to do the math.
Last summer.
Was it last summer or was it 2 summers ago?
Fine, it was 2 summers ago. San Diego's hit music channel 93. Stacey's mom right there by Fountains of Wayne. Now, I have a proposition to make for them. I think that they should come up with a song about being in love with the dad. Right? Because you're in love with Stacey's mom. Well, maybe like Ashley Simpson should come up with a song that she's in love with Bob's dad.
How did they get you to stop doing that?
Oh, God. That's seriously. So
how did they get you to stop doing that?
They'd be like, you need to stop with your jokes. You know?
Oh, no, man.
I
wouldn't have stopped it. See, nobody gets radio. You sound like a dingbat when you do those jokes, and that's great. You got to do the joke. I would say to you, I'd bring you in, I'd go, try to change your voice, and don't do that voice anymore, but more jokes. Do more jokes.
See, not like those, like, no. Because
you sound like a retard when you do the jokes.
They're like, what are you doing?
It's compelling.
That's my suggestion. I don't know. Anyways, my name is Sarah, and welcome to it. Tonight is ladies' night. Are you prepared for this? Ladies, are you guys bumping on that song? It's ladies' night and getting all ready to go? Because it's going to be amazing. There's everything and anything that a lady would want tonight. It's going to be at the Emerald Towers in downtown from 7 to 9 p.m. Round up your troops, your posse, your clique, your...
Shauna just walked in. Are you hearing this? How creepy. Sit down, Shauna.
I love you.
How creepy is it hearing this?
I wish I could do an impression of you right now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
Here we go. Let's play. Exactly. Let's play. Okay. Let's play. Let's play this.
The beautiful Miss Ashley Simpson. Pieces of Me. That song is too popular. San Diego City Music Channel 933. My name is Sarah, hanging out with you right now, and I want to tell you kids. All you kids out there that smoke, Channel 933 is promoting a really cool thing.
Sorry.
It's the 93 smoke-free days of summer. I had a pickle in my throat. I don't know.
I had a pill in my throat? I'm taking ecstasy.
No, I said pickle.
A pickle?
Oh, really?
Is that what you call it?
A pickle down your throat.
Pickle down my throat.
Wow. Sorry.
While I'm on the air, I swallow swords and pickles.
Kinky phallic.
Are you playing hide the salami?
Yeah. Don't you start. Too early for that. Gosh.
Sorry about that. I had a giant zucchini in my throat. So I want you to tell me when to pause, Shauna, and you can critique.
Anyways, we really encourage you to support us with this. We've got places all over San Diego. You can pick up your smoke-free sticker and stick it on your car. Moms, put it on your van.
You can pause.
Go ahead. What would you say to her? She's coming to you as a DJ. says, listen, I want you to listen to my tape and tell me, how can I improve?
Well, the first thing I would say is get rid of the voice. To have your natural voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing I would say is when you make a mistake, don't correct yourself. Don't draw attention
draw
to it.
Draw a lot of attention to it.
Especially by saying you have a pickle in your throat. Yeah, got that. And then I'd say slow down a little bit.
Yep, those are my...
She is going very fast.
Yeah.
San Diego's Hit Music Channel 933 with Ryan Cabrera. Yeah, I've been working on rolling my R's.
Okay.
Pretty good, huh? That's what I thought. My name is Sarah, hanging out right now, and for all you night crawlers out there who ever get bored, maybe you're making yourself a sandwich right now, and you want something to do. The intranet is the oh-so-popular thing nowadays. I don't know who...
I'm sorry, the what?
The intranet?
I don't know.
There's something called the World Wide Web. Now, I don't know what kind of spider lives in it, but it's a World Wide Web.
Who doesn't like to be on it? But we did this really cool thing on channel933.com, and you can type it just as it sounds. Channel 933.
This poor kid. Oh. I know it. Poor kid. Doing a whole shift with a helmet on is not an easy thing to do. Go ahead, Shauna. Go ahead.
Channel 933.com.
Shauna.
Excuse you.
I have my Ovaltine, please.
I like to play radio.
I can do it.
And that's where you're going to want to check out our hit
I picture
club.
Her
no
doing this in one of those baby monitors.
Shut up. I'm not a baby.
Did you do this with pajamas on with feet?
Yeah.
No, I did not wear footsie pajamas. In an abusive way, it's our hit club. We're going to hit you with prizes. Bam, bam. Like prizes.
Oh, my God. This is genius.
I know it.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Now you know why we wanted her so bad.
Yeah. Exactly.
Really easy to log on, and for all the points that you gain, you can get more and more prizes.
It's so confusing when she's describing what's going on.
Oh.
Free passes, tickets to really great restaurants, all sorts of stuff on there to entertain you and for you to check out. So channel933.com is our hit club with San Diego's hit music, Channel 933.
Holy cow.
Excuse me, I have a pacifier stuck in my throat. Shauna! Sorry! Jeez!
That's so bad.
Oh, man. Well, there you go. Hey, listen, I think you have a great voice, but that right there.
It took practice, like, to learn how to talk on the air. It's really weird. Mm.
But, yeah, we've got examples of you practicing.
Well, that's unnecessary, but
yeah, we
okay.
have you doing something called lip trill.
Well.
How about the M sentences?
Mark my word, any man who plays tag with sharks won't live to see Monday. Listen to how bad my voice used to be. And then the speech therapy got it all better. Awesome.
There you go. That was from earlier in the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Mikey Show, Rock 105.3.
All right.
We're a lot more lucid than we are right now.
I'm back.
In approximately 7 minutes, we will have been on the air for 24 hours straight.
That's when we should end it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds good. 24 hour.
Yeah, the 24 hour show.
Yeah, I mean.
Either that or we start our show at 10 a.m.
Great call, bro.
What is this go till 10? That's just, let's just show off. What are we, show off?
Oh, really?
Oh, you
guys
are so tough.
Extra 4 hours. You're so cool.
Oh, wow.
You're so cool.
Oh, wow. Extra yardage.
Oh, not even Kiefer Sutherland can do that.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not 28. It's 24 with Kiefer Sutherland.
So cool.
Yeah, well, you're right about all that.
Amen, sister.
But I tell you what. I'm looking at the audio that we're going to be playing today, and obviously the top news story of today is we've got audio of Kevin Federline, this is Britney Spears' husband, Kevin Federline raping Which wow. I was like, now, how do they even get that
He's
audio?
He's performing the rape or getting no. raped?
I don't know. It just says Kevin Federline raping. No, and I said, how do they get
amazing.
That?
Well, you know.
It says Kevin Federline rapping, actually.
Okay, that's, you know.
Rapping.
Yeah, honestly, he's been asking for it wearing that sweatsuit.
Mm. Well,
Well, color me embarrassed.
Okay.
So, we got a lot to get to.
I'm out of that color. We're tired, you?
It will. It will. Man, if I read through the list of things and people that we've had on in the last 24 hours.
Good luck.
We got a long list. I'm not even going to start. I just want to go home, go to bed. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Know what I mean? But right after 6 o'clock, I'm going to act like I'm all rejuvenated.
Mm. That's only like 2 minutes away.
Are we going to have the Amazing Kreskin on?
Yeah, man.
He's going to call back.
Or are we?
No.
On it. On it.
Mikey Show.
Hey, Mikey. This is P1 Charlie. How you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to ask you.
I say I'm doing good, but am I really doing good?
Oh!
Holy crap.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Sorry, no worries. Okay. Yesterday around 3 p.m., you had a call from a woman saying, like, about her husband forgetting her birthday. Did you ever hear anything more on that?
Oh, I forgot about her.
No, she didn't call back and say.
Poor thing.
Oh, pity.
Yeah, some woman called us and said, my boyfriend hasn't acknowledged my birthday, and she was really upset. And I said, why don't you give him a break and see if maybe later on, the day's not over till midnight.
Yeah, I kind of felt the same way myself. I just wanted to see if he actually did pull something cool or if he was a douche about it.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he came through. After all, he's a man.
What?
We always do the right thing. Right, Sky?
Oh, I'll catch on fire with that. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, bro.
No worries.
Maybe we can get a hold of her. Find out what's going on. Man, we got some good audio today. We're going to have some good stuff for you. Jamie Lynn Descala, you know, Meadow from The Sopranos. Has some stuff on her. Brooke Shields talking all wacky to the broads from The View. About her postpartum depression. Jake Gyllenhaal, who is in the new movie Jarhead.
We at war. We at war with terrorism.
That's what I'm talking about.
Racism. But most of all, we are
isms. We at war with isms.
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
As I start to explore all the things we at war with, I realize it's isms.
You know what the Midwest is, y'all.
We at war with patriotism.
Might snatch your necklace.
We at war with autism. That's all isms. Racism, autism, creativity-tism, all the tisms.
Kind of hard getting choked by the Texas.
We even at war with things that rhyme with ism. Historic things like Chisholm Trail. We at war with it.
That cool song, Schism.
Yeah, we at war with that. I mean, give me long enough, we be at war with everything is.
I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone to November. I got packs to move. I hope God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my...
I'm looking at this 3x5 card that I get from Sky every day. She's given me a brand new 3x5 card, which is really crazy.
I know. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it means we've been here that whole time.
Ugh.
Yeah, we've been here 24 hours. Should I go ahead and hit my little ID?
I'll do it. Do it all.
The Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. Official home of the Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is
KIOZ San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
Shouldn't the Smallville thing say tonight?
Yeah, it should.
Because it's Thursday, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. It's Thursday, all right.
Tonight.
Hey, folks, we've been on the air for 24 hours now. We got 4 hours left.
And you know what? It's seriously, much love to KSWB for making this happen.
Mm-hmm. They're so cool. They're so supportive of our show and like what we're doing over here.
That's really huge.
A lot of people wonder, why did you go on for 28 hours? And we did it to create more listeners. And it does. Every time we do it, man, we get so many new listeners that go, I'd never heard your show before. And this whole no music, no commercials thing, I listened, I liked it, you made me laugh, and now I listen to the show all the time. So that's why we do it, you know. We're trying to get more people to listen to the show. I take it really personally when people don't. It has to do with my own insecurities.
The Amazing Kreskin.
Ah.
He's on the inside line.
Amazing Kreskin. I knew that. I was, you know.
Are you on the air now?
I am.
Hey, this is neat. I've done television all my career, traveled the world, radio, and what have you. But you're now in your 22nd hour?
24th hour.
What up? How long have you been on right now?
In 25 seconds, we will have been on for exactly 24 hours.
Now, Mikey, are you on with someone else by yourself or what?
That's six people on the Mikey show.
Who are the names of the others?
It is myself. It is Eddie. It is Sky. It is Sean. It is Boston Rob and Ashley.
Hey, have you guys all been together there the 24 hours?
Yes.
Yes.
That is can I talk? Can we be heard on the air?
We're on the air now.
I wanted to forget about the fact that I read thoughts and I have a new DVD out. I got to ask you this. What did any of you notice? Because with fatigue, your perception changes. That any of you start to, and I don't mean it's offensive, start to hallucinate or have some dreamlike things?
Kreskin, I feel a lot more anger. I feel like I kind of hate you, but I shouldn't.
Oh.
Get out of here.
I'm sorry. I'm just being honest with you.
Now tell me, had the rest of you, did you find a time maybe you slurred your voice?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah.
Kreskin, this is Mikey. I'm the host of the show, and I found that earlier I was slurring.
Yeah, is that now you do the station does this once a year?
I do it once a year.
I think it's
station.
The neatest thing.
Really?
I think it's absolutely. You know, I can remember years ago. This is way before any of you guys were around when the telethons first started. A host like Burl and them were on the air 24 hours.
Host like who?
It's remarkable. It just shows the human spirit, but it also shows how crazy you are, Mikey.
Thank you, Kreskin. Now, let me ask you.
I mean that as a compliment.
I appreciate you.
Now, listen.
If I'm not sounding as excited as I would normally,
I understand.
Very tired.
But I'll tell you one thing,
Oh, for goodness sake, please let me ask a question. Please, Kreskin, I got to ask you something.
Okay.
What is a mentalist?
Well, I'm a thought reader. My people have seen me through the years on television. Know that I'm not an illusionist. It's not a show in which I use which people use special assistants or what have you. I literally end up, I've done 34 Letterman shows. Maybe I was 88 Carson, what have you, through the years. But in a live, if people see me in person, I end up actually reading the thoughts of my audience.
Let me, Kreskin, I'd like to try something.
I've got a DVD out that's called Kreskin Mental Miracles.
Please.
And that can be gotten in the stores, but I don't teach you folks how to read thoughts. I teach you how to imitate, simulate, and create the illusion you have these abilities. By the way, if you guys played it now, I don't think anything would work because you guys are in I think you're in the twilight zone right now.
Kreskin, the Amazing Kreskin on the line.
Yes, I hear you.
I am going to show everybody in the studio a piece of paper of what we're thinking about, and it's not something wacky, it's not something weird.
Yeah, but in the situation now, with the condition I don't really expect to be able to in this way. I don't even want to kid you thinking otherwise.
It's okay.
But
we're all going to focus on one thing.
Yes, I can't hear you.
We're all going to focus on one thing.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to show.
You know what I'm thinking? Sleep.
This is not a joke. All right.
I am thinking, guys, and I'm afraid if I say sleep too many times, you guys would be in a trance.
All right, I'm going to show them the piece of paper. I'm showing them the piece of paper.
Something I'd have to do in person, honestly.
Can you guys see that? Can you guys all see that?
No, I can't see it.
No, I know you can't see it. Okay, we're all thinking it. We're all thinking it, Kreskin. What am I thinking? What are we thinking?
I'm getting the fact that you feel like going to sleep and you got to go into a deep trance when I count to three. No, I couldn't really do it on the air at this time.
No.
But listen, guys, in about a week or 10 days, give me a call. Let's go on for a half an hour and we'll do some stunts involving.
Kreskin, I want to. Okay, we could do a half an hour right now, though. I'm telling you.
Oh, no, I can. How much longer are you going to be on live?
Until 10. We're live
You're kidding me. So you're going to be 25 hours or 20?
28 hours.
28 hours?
Yeah.
I'm a mentalist. You guys are magicians.
All right.
Hey, listen. I got to go, but I promise you in a week or 10 days.
Get out of here, please. Come on.
What was that?
Well, he didn't want to do his thing, you know, and he's going, he wants to go.
So irritating.
Please.
What just happened?
A break.
Thank you. I'm glad you did that.
Junk.
The Mikey Show.
Yeah, man, that dude was a total dude. He wouldn't even be quiet or anything.
The amazing Kreskin. Oh, please.
All right, guys. Good luck with the callers.
Thank you.
The amazing Crapskin.
Mikey Show. Hey, hello. Hello.
C1 Chuck. How you doing?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey,
I've been up. I feel your pain. I've been up for probably about the last 70 hours. I'm a security guard up here in North County. And let me tell you, I was so burned out this morning, probably. No, I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Been bouncing around all over, all up and down the 15, the 78. It's been a real blast.
Got to a point
where it was, I was seeing stuff. I was so burned out.
Why are you up that long?
Well, let's see. Three 13-hour shifts back to back. I had to take my girlfriend to the doctor yesterday.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, why do they let you do that back to back like that?
It's just part of the job.
I know, but it doesn't sound like you're going to be very effective if they have you working like that.
Well, done a lot longer in the Marine Corps.
All right.
But
well, hey, buddy, you know. Thank you very much, Chuck.
Hey, you take care, all right?
We'll see you. Mikey Show.
Hey, Mikey.
Uh-huh.
This is Sean. I'm in the military. I've been listening to your show. I'm just real glad that you guys did the 28-hour show. I enjoyed listening to it, and I just want to say thanks to you guys.
All right, bro. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
All right. Cool.
Some of the things happening in the world.
Oh, hello.
You know, we were talking about this. We were talking about this last week, that there was these billboards of 50 Cent up for his new movie. It's called Get Rich or Die Trying, right, Sky?
Yeah.
And they had some of these billboards up in South Central Los Angeles, and the posters, the billboards are of 50 Cent.
Bitty.
Holding a gun in one hand and a microphone in the other. And there was a lot of, there were some groups that were saying, we don't appreciate that. We don't want kids in this neighborhood seeing stuff like that, which I agree with. I really agree with that. They look up to 50 Cent, and so Sky said it best. She said these kids could be looking at that saying to themselves, yeah, that's all I need to get rich and famous. I need a gun and I need a microphone.
Yeah.
And I could see thinking that if I was a kid, I'd be like, I want to be like him. I want to be up on billboards. Who wouldn't want to be up on billboards when you're a kid? What kid is going to go, yeah, that's not for me? What do you mean that's not for you? That's your role model. That's the kind of stuff people are doing. But anyway, LL Cool J, I guess, is talking about it, right, Sky?
Yeah, LL Cool J is kind of come into the defense of 50 Cent and his new movie, saying that, you know, 50 Cent is really only sharing his reality with the people, Cut 12.
Not starting violent movies. As concerned as parents are about some of the images and the videos and the different things that they see going on in the media, at the end of the day, you really got to raise your child. You know, 50 chose to do what he does. And you can't expect somebody in 3 years to become your savior. You know, this is where the young man is from. This is the life. I'm from the same place he's from. The things that he's talking about really do exist. And that's how we feel. So I can't really judge him on that.
I can't either. If that's his life, yes, I mean, then, yeah, make the movie. You know what I mean? Just had a problem with those billboards.
Exactly.
Thought those billboards, and yeah, it's just the placement of those boards and little kids looking at it and
yeah,
emulating and wanting and, you know.
Yeah, well, LL Cool J thinks that, like, people are just kind of focusing and dwelling on the negative and not looking at the positive of the story that 50 Cent has to tell, Cut 13.
I think that those same parents could also take another look at it and say, hey, here's a young man from a bad part of town who went through a lot of drama and had got shot all of these times. But you know what? He turned his life around. Now he's on a billboard on Sunset, 20 feet high, with his own movie. You could do it too, Joey. You feel me? So I think it's all about how you look at things.
Yeah, you could do it too, Joey. All you need is a gun and a microphone.
Yep.
You feel me, Joey?
I feel you, LL.
Well.
Come on, Joey. You just got to get those things and make you help, you know, help you to get there.
Yeah, Joey.
Know what I'm saying? First of all, you need some of these tattoos. Then after you get some of them tattoos, you're going to have to find yourself an illegal place to buy yourself a gun.
Then you need some prison time, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Then you need some bullets. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Oh.
Definitely need some bullets. So, anyway, that's that. Let's take some phone calls. Mikey show.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Hey.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Hey, I've been up since Monday.
Mikey show.
Mikey.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, bro, I was wondering if I could get your opinion on something.
Go ahead.
Over the weekend, I was out in the desert with a couple of buddies of mine, and my buddy was getting in an argument with this chick, and she straight just kicked him in the balls, man.
Wow.
Okay, what do you...
Out of nowhere, and he's like, what should I do, you know? He's like, this girl's, you know, she's just a major beating, you know? And he wants to get rid of her, but he's not sure what he should do.
Okay. And what are you asking me?
What you think on it, man, you know?
What do I think of a person that would kick someone in the testicles?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Oh, I say get rid of her, man.
Well, okay, yeah. I mean, that sounds logical to me.
Yeah, balls kick her in the balls. Okay.
What do you think of an abusive relationship? Get out of it.
Yeah. Mikey show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air. Hello?
Hey, it's P1 Sharon.
What's up, Sharon?
How you doing?
Good. Tired?
You guys are great.
We've been on the air for 24 straight hours. We're doing all right.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
So I just got married, and I got my wedding pictures back.
Mm-hmm.
My brother's girlfriend is in every single picture.
Is she kicking somebody in the testicles?
No, but I swear to God, it's like it was her wedding. It's ruined. I don't have any pictures without her in them.
Are you
Wait, hang on.
Okay.
This is your brother's girlfriend?
Yeah.
And you feel that the pictures are ruined because she's in them?
Well, she's like followed the camera around all night or something because she's in like every single one.
What if she just happened to be in them?
I mean, she happened to be in some of them, but she's in like all of them.
So you think it was deliberate?
Yeah, I think she's like trying to be the center of attention. She's jealous or something.
And so you feel the pictures are ruined?
Yeah, I want to try to get her to pay for them.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Sky?
Well, my question was going to be, is she talking about like professional pictures or is she talking about just like friend pictures? But it sounds like by her wanting the person to pay for it, she's talking about her professional photographer.
I love people.
God darn.
Especially after no sleep for a day. I love them.
That's such a great story.
I love them. So you got married, Sharon.
Yeah.
And this girl is in the background in a bunch of the pictures.
Yeah, I mean, it's like she got drunk or something and, like, she thought it was funny.
Now, is it in the background, like Mikey said, or is she, like, all up in every picture?
Well, both. Like, whenever a photographer's, like, posing people and she, like, jumps in.
Oh, my God.
You talk to your brother about it? Sharon, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Did you talk to your brother about it?
Yeah, he doesn't think it's a big deal. He's like, what? She's having fun.
Maybe she is.
Fun.
Maybe she is. Maybe she's having fun.
Yeah, but it's my wedding.
But she has ruined something that this woman has.
How
has
she ruined it? Why did she ruin it?
Well, because you don't want some stupid drunk girl in every single one of your pictures. Like, you want pictures.
I mean,
is
she lifting her dress over her head?
You want pictures you can frame that you can give to family.
What's she doing?
That's
so bad.
Well, you don't want this one girl who kind of doesn't sound like she's really even a member of the family to be in every single picture.
Yeah, I mean, if every single picture has a picture of a girl in the background, you know, deliberately doing something that looks real bad and that you can tell that she's, you know, she's lifting her dress up, she's, you know, holding up a peace sign or flipping off the camera or doing, you know, if she's doing something like that, then yeah, she's ruining it. But if she's just in the picture.
No, she's not even, like, she's just, like, a skank kind of girl. She's not like they've been going out for years and they're going to get married or something. She's just going to be a passerby, and then 10 years from now, I'm going to be pulling out my wedding album, and I'm going to be like, oh, who's that idiot and all of it?
Eddie?
Man, I understand where she's coming from. That's weak.
Because you pay a lot of money for those pictures. I mean, that stuff is not cheap. Man,
I think it's funny, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Eddie.
I mean, the only ones that I'm going to be able to use are, like, the formal ones that we did before when she wasn't there.
And she's sewer.
I'm pissed.
Take her to court. Take her to the people's court.
Come on, Mikey.
Yeah, people's court. Judge Million does not put up with crap.
Yeah, Judge Million.
She's the bomb,
Judge
dude.
Judge Million.
Watch that show every day.
Yeah.
What is that?
People's court.
What is it?
I'm Doug Llewellyn.
Only the best.
Don't take the law into your own hands, Sharon. You take that crazy white trash girl to court.
I'm good. I think you guys are right. People's court's where it's at.
I was just kidding.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
I was being sarcastic.
I wasn't.
Judge Million.
Now,
really
did you
the bomb.
Say you asked her to help pay for the pictures, or, like, where are you at with this right now?
Well, I didn't ask her yet. I talked to my brother about it first, and he's like, he doesn't want me to ask her, but I'm pissed.
P1 Susan, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that maybe the photographer followed her around because she was hot.
Oh, scandal.
Uh-oh.
It's a bad photographer.
Jealousy.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you think some of the responsibility may lay with the photographer? Because even if she is jumping in every picture, wouldn't, like, a good photographer say, hey, lady, we already got enough shots of you. This one's just supposed to be these people.
Maybe he didn't notice because maybe she's not making a scene in the background, but Sharon is making it into a big thing.
Aw.
No,
I'm throwing that out there as devil's advocate. I don't know.
No, I know. I talked to a photographer because I was mad at...
What did he say? What did he say?
Well, that she was so drunk that he couldn't get rid of her, and he, you know, did the best he could to get her out of there, but she was, like, following around all night.
Was she doing something drunken? I don't understand.
Send
us a picture. She's
everybody's best friend.
What?
Uh-huh. She has acted like she's everybody's best friend.
Maybe she is.
Like one of those,
one, two, three,
all
eyes on me type girls.
I hate those girls.
Okay, wait.
Annoying.
Wait a minute.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, my.
Wait a minute, Ashley.
Ding, ding, ding. Can I please ring the annoying bell? Ding, ding, ding.
Well, I guess you can if you're ringing it for yourself.
Wait, what?
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
I'm sorry?
Ashley tends to be the one, two, three, all eyes on me type of girl herself.
How dare you?
Which is, you know, accurate. Let's see. P1, Kevin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Mikey.
What did you want to say?
Maybe her and her husband should dress back up and go down to JCPenney's and retake some pictures while she still fits in the dress.